So the Marist poll recently asked Americans how often they wear makeup, and 56% of the entire population, both men and women, say they never wear makeup. But when we look at just women, only 19% say they never wear makeup. Does this surprise you?
Wait, only 19% never wear makeup?
19% of women say they never wear makeup. So does that surprise you?
No.
Why not?
Because so that would mean, you know, because I think most women feel good wearing makeup, and even though, you know, people think even natural, because even to look natural you have to wear makeup, and it makes us feel good, and it's, you know, you put your face, your best face forward, so, you know, makeup is, you know, powerful, and it makes you feel positive, and when you look good you feel good.
Great. So when it comes to beauty and fashion, we always talk about seasonal trends. So what are some of the upcoming makeup trends for the summer?
Well, the hottest makeup trends now, I like to call it the tropical getaway, because when I go to the stores and I research it, it's like fantasy makeup. So, you know, we want fantasy. Honestly, with everything, the stress of recession and everything that's going on in life, it's affecting everyone. So in beauty, the colors are very much tropical, like bright aquas and, you know, it's bolder, brighter colors because they just make you feel better. A lot of glimmer, sparkle, dewy. So if you add that into your makeup, it's a good, easy way to just, you know, make yourself feel better by putting color into the makeup.
And, you know, you did bring up the recession, and you said that
yes.
is reflected a little bit in terms of the color. So how else are we seeing the makeup industry or makeup trends impacted, if in any way, by the current economic situation?
Well, definitely, I mean, retail stores are definitely, you know, not doing as well as they were. I can see that. And a lot of the drugstore brands like Maybelline, Revlon, Max Factor have really upped their, like, you know, products with, like, the hottest new colors and trends. I mean, you can get anything now, like drugstore. What I recommend doing, honestly, even for us, like, even our budget for, you know, for makeup, personally, has gone down. So we go see what the hottest new thing is, and then we match it with a brand that's, you know, less expensive.
So
you can still get the look, but, you know, you don't have to buy the expensive YSL, Dior, you know, you just, you know, match it, go see what's new and happening, and then go to the drugstore and match it with something that you can afford.
So are you saying that professionals, too, are now kind of moving toward less expensive brands?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I, you know, full-time I'm at True TV, and our budget has gone down, and, you know, everyone's affected by it because, you know, we don't. One thing I would never skimp on is, like, foundation. But color, lip gloss, it's seasonal. You can have fun. I mean, you don't have to spend a lot of money on a cherry lip gloss. You know, we could go to Maybelline and they'll have a cherry lip gloss. And then you're done with it in 2 months. So definitely, it has affected everyone, all of us. And if you can't afford that, then, you know, go see, research what's happening. And the stores will always tell you. If you go into any of the great department stores, they always have the newest, hottest things. And then go match it up with something you can afford.